tới rồi.
లక్ష్మీ సహస్ర శత సంభ్రమ సేవమానం గోవింద మారి పురుషాన్ ప్రణంతమరవిందలాయ పక్షం బాహర్వతం సమసితం బుధ సుందరంగం అంబర్పకోటి కమనీయ విశేష శోభం గోవింద మారి పురుషాన్ భజామి ఆలోల చందగల శబ్దము మల్యవంశే రత్నం వదంతనయ కేళికలాసం శ్యామం త్రిమంగళలితన్యత ప్రకాశం గోవింద మారి పురుషాన్ భజామి సకలేంద్రవృత్తిమంతి పశ్యంతి పంక్తి కలయంతి చిరం జగంతి ఆనంద చిన్న సదుజ్వల విగ్రహస్య అద్వైతమచూతమనాదినంతరూపం ఆద్యాం పురాణ పురుషం నవయోగమం చ వేదేషు దుర్లభము దుర్లభమాత్మభక్తో గోవింద మారి పురుషాంతమహం భజామి పంతస్తు కోటి శత వత్సర పుంతగంగో భాగోరతాపి మనసో ముని పుంగవామం శోక్యస్తి అత్తవర సింహ విచింత్యతత్వే గోవింద మారి పురుషాంతం భజామి ఏకోప్యసోర చైతం జగదంబ కోపి యచ్చక్తిరస్తి జగదంబ చయాయదంత అందంతరాస్తరమాని చయంతరస్తం గోవింద మారి పురుషాంతం జస్త సంప్రాప్య రూపమహిమా సంయోనదోషయమేవ నిగమా ప్రతిస్తువంతి గోవింద మారి పురుషాంతమహం భజామి ఆనంద చిన్నరసాప్తాది తాదూర్యవ నిజ రూపదయా కలాది గోలోక ఏమి వసత్య విలక్ష్మదో గోవింద మారి పురుషాంతమహం భజామి ధనంజనాచరిత భక్తి విలోచన సంతాసదౌహృదయేషు విలోకయంతి వంశాన సుందరమ చింత విమాస్వరూపం గోవింద మారి పురుషాంతమహం భజామి రామాదిమూర్తిషు కళాన్యమేన తిష్టం నందావతారమ కరో భువనేషు కింతో కృష్ణ స్వయం సమభవత్త మాతుమంగో గోవింద మారి పురుషాంతమహం భజామి జగదండకోతి కోటిష్శేషవశుభాతి విభూతిదేనాశేషభూత గోవిందగదండ శతానిశోతే ప్రాయమ్యతంబోదరితాయమాన సత్వాలంబి పర సత్వ విశుద్ధ సత్వం గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం ఆనంద చిన్మయరసత్మతయానసుబలం స్మరతం భవనాన్ని జగత్యదస్వం గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం గోలోకనం జగంతి తలచేవీ మహేషామ శితేషు ప్రభావము జయావహితశ్చయన గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం స్థితి ఫల సాధన శక్తి రేఖ చయమాని విభక్తి వర్గ ఇచ్చామిరోపమస్తరేష గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం క్షీరం యథాపరి వికార విశేషయోగ సంజాయతే నహి తథా ప్రతిగస్తి హేతో యశం గతమ్మది తథా సమభక్తి కార్యం గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం దీపాచరేవహి దశాంతరమాప్యతేచ దీపాయతే వివితహేచ సమానుదారమ యత్తాంద్రిగేవహి చ విష్ణుతయముదాతి గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం భజామి రకారమన్నర జలే భజతి స్మయోగ బ్రహ్మనంద జగదంద సరోమకూప ఆధార శక్తిమ వలంద్య పరం సమృత్తి గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం భజామి యశ్చైతమీశ్వతి కాలమతావలంబ్య జీవంతి లోనదల జగదండనాథ విష్ణుర్మహంస లయస్య కళా విశేష గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం భజామి భాస్వందతస్మ సకలేషు నిజేషు తేజ స్వీయం కియత్పదవ్యప్యత్వరత్ర యద్వంద విధాన గాత గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం భజామి యుగంధి నిదాయ కుంభ లింగేపనామ సమయేష గమాధిరాజ విఘ్నం విహంతమలమస్య జగత్రయస్య గోవింద పురుషాంతం భజామి అగ్నిగమనంద మరుద్దిశ్చ కాలస్తత్మనసీతి జగత్రయాన్ని యస్మద్భవంతి భవంతి విశంత్యం చ గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం భజామి యక్షాక్షురేష సవితా సకలాగ్రహాణం రాజా సమస్త శరమోత్తరశేష తేజ యశ్చాజ్యయా భ్రమతి సంవృత కాళచక్ర గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం భజామి ధర్మోపతాపని చయాశితయస్తపంసి బ్రాహ్మాదికేతరకావర్యశ్చ జీవ యద్వత్రమత్ర విభవా ప్రకట ప్రభావ గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం భజామి స్వింగోపమ తలింగమహోస్వకర్మ దండానురూప ఫలభాజమాత్మోతి కర్మానుమోదహతి కించి చమక్తిభాజం గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం భజామి యంత్రోరకామ సహజాపన్యాదిభూతి వత్సల్యమోహగురు గోదశైరభావ సంచింతమస్య సరిశింతమాపురేతే గోవింద నారి పురుషాంతం భజామి శ్రీయాకంతరమాపురుషకల్పరవో ్రోమాదుమేశ్చింతమనే గమనైతయమృతం తాతాగమం నత్యం గమనం మతే వంశీ ప్రియ సఖి ఛేదానందాంజతి పరమతి పరస్వరమతి చ సాయత్రాక్షరేశరతి శరదిదశ్చాశ్రమహం నిర్మేషాదకేవ్రజతి మహేయత్రే సమయో భజ్యేశ్వతాద్వితమహం నిహాగలతమితి వేదంతస్తే శబ్దాక్షితేవరాక్షతిపయం ఈశ్వరాపనా కృష్ణ సచ్చిదనంద విగ్రహ അനാദിരാദിർഗോവിന്ദ സർവകരണകാരണം. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമോ ഹരേ രാമോ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ.
സോ നെക്സ്റ്റ് we are chanting the mantra Namo Pavitra Pavitra, and at the same time we are performing Atmani. So we take the spoon in the left hand and you put 3 drops of water in your right hand, and then you sip half of it and the rest you throw to the floor. That's how you perform Atmani. And the first time you chant on Keshava Namaha, and the second time on Narayana Namaha, so now everybody can repeat after me.
Om Apavitra Pavitrada Sarvadattam Gato Pi Va Ya Smarat Pundarikaksham Sa Vayabhyantara Suchi.
Okay, now we perform again each one.
പവിത്ര പവിത്ര സർവദസ്താം ഗതാ അപി വാ യാ സ്മരത് പുണ്ഡരീകാക്ഷാം സാ ദയാഭ്യന്തരാ ശുചിഃ.
Again, thank you so much, man.
Om Apavitra Pavitra Da Sarvadastam Gata Api Da Ya Smarat Pundarikaksham Sa Dayabhyantara Suchiye.
So translation is as follows. Whether one is unpurified or purified, or has even passed through all conditions and stages of life, if one remembers the Supreme Lord who is beautified by lotus petals, he becomes purified both outwardly and inwardly. So, actually it is also explained by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that the first principle is, and actually the most important rule and regulation is, that we should always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So that's the main rule we have to follow. And so the many performances in order to attain that, and the most important is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. It is mentioned in the Shastras that although this age of Kali is full of faults, there is still one good quality in this age. That is that by simply chanting the Maha Mantra, one can get liberation. So the most important is to always think of Krishna. So there are different kinds of bath also. Actually, it's mentioned as 7th bath. And one of them, as we all know, and we are supposed to do that daily, at least once, and this normal bath, just to stay under the shower. And there are several other ones, but the most important one is the Manasa bath. That means the mental bath. And this is performed by always thinking of Krishna or always chanting the Mahamantra. So His Holiness Ramaprabhu actually will speak.
There are a few points that I would like to address with regard to this fire sacrifice and Dominical initiation. Some of the points are just explanatory notes for our guests, and some are also points of instruction for the devotee Lord Krishna Das to receive some instruction. Just to give some history, first of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established by his preaching activity what was at the time something a little revolutionary amongst the Dominical order and the priestly society of India at that time. Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, Advaita Acharya, who was a predecessor and contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. Advaita Acharya recognized a degree of fallen spiritual condition within society in general. And he was very much distressed because of that fallen condition. And he was beside himself with concern to the point where he felt, short of an actual appearance of God himself, in just a short time, only roughly 4,500 years after Lord Krishna's appearance, this state of decay of spiritual culture was prevalent. So Advaita Acharya performed specific puja to Shalagram Shiva by offering Ganges water and Tulsi leaves with a specific prayer to the Lord that he personally come to relieve his distressed spiritual condition for the people in general. So the Lord, being obliged by the devotion of Advaita Acharya, personally appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these very same persons that Advaita Acharya was addressing, because it is described that Vedic culture will flourish where there is proper performance of spiritual practices. In fact, this is also Srila Prabhupada's idea, and one of the purposes of this fire sacrifice this evening is to establish Dominical culture. Prabhupada wanted that these temples should become places where first-class citizens, first-class members of society are trained. Well, actually, each of these terms are very important, because first-class citizen comes to the point of first-class by training. However, the persons who were present at Advaita Acharya's time were thinking differently, not by training, but by birth. Because one is born in a certain family, he remains in that same family for the rest of his life, in the same, as the term is used, caste, by birth. If one is born in a Dominical family, regardless of the improprieties exhibited by that individual, he is also considered Brahmana. This is a false understanding that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to deal with, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt or traveled throughout India. Many, many persons he met, of course, who were from Hindu family or background of Vedic tradition, but also many, many other different religious backgrounds and different training and different experience in their prior life. However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted them with the greatest of responsibility. For example, Haridas Thakur was not born in a Hindu family, he was born in a Muslim family, and he was entrusted with the responsibility of being the acharya for chanting the holy name. In fact, after Haridas Thakur was such a great personality, although not born in Hindu family, not born in Brahmin family, you may recall, after every kirtan, we chant the Prema Dhwani prayers. Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paramjata Charya Asatara Sattva Sri Shimad. The Divine Grace says, He's Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. We also say, Nama Charya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Because he is such an exalted soul. Based on Shastra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reclaimed conditioned souls from all different walks of life. And following in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are also doing the same. The recognition, this performance of Brahminical initiation is on the strength of the Shastra and on the strength of the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are some quotes from Chaitanya Charitamrita which I would like to read in this regard. One of them is an instruction given to Sanatana Goswami. As you may know, the six Goswamis were principally six personalities, all in the sannyas order, who were disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and given a few very specific responsibilities in Vrindavan. To excavate the places of pilgrimage in Vrindavan and to establish the religious principles through their writings. So Sanatana Goswami was one such person. Sanatana Goswami was a whole lengthy description of Lord Chaitanya instructing Sanatana Goswami point by point and then instructing him how to put into writing all of these instructions. And Sanatana Goswami wrote one book in this regard, Hari Bhakti Vilas, which Srila Prabhupada then in turn instructed some of his disciples to make detailed translation work and establish principles, for example, principles of deity worship for a whole ISKCON society based on this writing, this work of Sanatana Goswami, Hari Bhakti Vilas. So here is some description given to Sanatana Goswami. This is Lord Chaitanya instructing him, and he is citing a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. One may be born in a Brahmana family and have all 12 brahminical qualities, but if he is not devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who has a navel shaped like a lotus, he is not as good as a chandala who has dedicated his mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the service of the Lord. Simply to take birth in a Brahmana family or to have brahminical qualities is not sufficient. One must become a pure devotee of the Lord. If a swapacha or chandala is a devotee, he delivers not only himself but his whole family. Whereas a Brahmana who is not a devotee but simply has brahminical qualifications cannot even purify himself, not to speak of his family. This is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, written in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is a very simple point, not always so well understood and not so always so well accepted. But on the strength of these statements found within the Bhagavatam and other portions of the Vedic scripture, persons, regardless of their previous birth or activity, if through training, well, I'll read something also in Prabhupada's writings which describes this point, but through training can develop proper brahminical quality, then that this fire sacrifice is to signify the development of that brahminical quality. And as a result, such a qualified person is then entrusted with far more responsible service, for example, the worship of the deity. just as Srila Raja Prabhu is each Sunday making those offerings to Radha Govinda in a very grammatical manner. So I wanted to read, just to make simple definition, the three different references that are cited in this very same purport, giving definition to the qualities of a Brahman, as is mentioned in the verse. Dharmascha satyamcha banasthapascha amatsayam hrish tichikshana soya jagyascha dhamacha dhiti shuttamcha vithani vai dvadasha brahmanasya. A Brahmana must be perfectly religious. He must be truthful. And he must be able to control his senses. He must execute severe austerities, and he must be detached, humble, and tolerant. He must not envy anyone, and he must be expert in performing sacrifices and giving whatever he has in charity. He must be fixed in devotional service and expert in the knowledge of the Vedas. These are the 12 qualifications for a Brahmana. This is a quotation from the Mahabharata. And similarly, from Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna directly lists qualities of the Brahmana. Samo brahmastha pakshocham chantya arjavam evacham jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahmakarma svabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmanas work. And one final definition is given here. Shamo bhamastapakshocham shantam arjavam viraktyaya jnana vijnana santosha satyas tikye drishad guna. Mental equilibrium, sense control, austerity, cleanliness, tolerance, simplicity, detachment, theoretical and practical knowledge, satisfaction, truthfulness, and firm faith in the Vedas are the 12 qualities of a Brahmana. So this is a pretty tall responsibility, to manifest all these qualities. But this is the Brahmana's duty within society. Again, this was the concern that Prabhupada wanted to see established through these temples, these Hare Krishna temples. No one, in this present age, no one is born with these qualities. In previous ages, things were different. By purificatory performances and by generation upon generation upon generation of very, very pure souls, from the very outset of birth, the individuals were decorated with these nice qualities. But that is not the case in this Kali Yuga. In this Kali Yuga, Kala Shudra Sambharam, everyone is born of the lowest quality, lower than even the lowest quality within the Varnashram society, lower than Shudra. So one must become trained and educated, and Srila Prabhupada specifically wanted, as it is the brahminical duty, it is described in Bhagavad Gita, the duty of the Brahmana is to function as the mouthpiece of the Lord, Prabhupada writes. In this way, the Brahmana is to honor foodstuffs and also to vibrate. His tongue has two functions, vibrating and tasting. So the Brahmana is very, very strict in the foodstuffs which are honored as remnants, only eating, accepting those foods that are first offered to Krishna, and speaking always on behalf of the Lord. That means one must become very qualified in understanding the Shastra and presenting the Shastra without any change. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada requested that an exam be established to test the understanding of his disciples, particularly in Bhagavad Gita and also in Srimad Bhagavatam. He outlined very elaborately the Bhakti Shastra exam and Bhakti Vedanta exam and so forth. And it wasn't until very recently that one of Prabhupada's disciples, Jagadish Maharaj, who is also the Minister of Education, has developed this system of examining the devotees in a very organized and systematic way, examining the devotees' qualifications for understanding Bhagavad Gita. I just wanted to bring that fact to everyone's attention, because this is a very nice progressive step in our movement, and also it's available to each and every one of you. If you like, you can also, aside from reading occasionally or even reading regularly Bhagavad Gita, you can follow this very nice Bhagavad Gita study guide that has been prepared by the Wisconsin Minister of Education, Srila Jagadish Maharaj. There is a two-part section. One is the study guide itself, and the other is a series of questions that follow the study guide. If you're interested in receiving some of these, you can see me afterwards. But it is very important qualification to be able to represent in a very precise way the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna describes within Bhagavad Gita itself that there is no one more dear to him than one who is teaching to others the sacred science of Bhagavad Gita. So there's one other quote that I would like to also read in this regard. This is from Hari Bhakti Vilas, a statement by Sanatana Goswami explaining how proper initiation by a bona fide spiritual master can immediately bring someone to the dominical stage. Here it's described: as though metal is turned to gold when mixed with mercury in an alchemical process, so one who is properly trained and initiated by a bona fide spiritual master immediately becomes a brahmana. And Prabhupada comments, sometimes those born in brahmana families protest this, but they have no strong arguments against this principle. By the grace of Krishna and his devotee, one's life can change. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam by the words Jahati Bandhum and Shudhanti. Jahati Bandhum indicates that a living entity is conditioned by a particular type of body. The body is certainly an impediment, but one who associates with a pure devotee and follows his instructions can avoid this impediment and become a regular brahmana by initiation under his strict guidance. Srila Jiva Goswami states how a non-brahmana can be turned into a brahmana by the association of a pure devotee. Prabhava Vishnave Namaha. Lord Vishnu is so powerful that he can do anything he likes. Therefore, it is not difficult for Vishnu to change the body of a devotee who is under the guidance of a pure devotee of the Lord. So, ordinary metal, just base metal, can be turned into gold if one knows the science, the alchemical process. So similarly, regardless of one's prior condition of birth, etc., one can become the most qualified person. Overall, Prabhupada wanted, of course, that everyone become engaged in Krishna's service. Regardless of status, regardless of qualification, everyone somehow or another can engage in Lord Krishna's service. And by this engagement in Krishna's service, one gradually becomes purified. And as Mukundadat was describing before, of all purification, this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the most purifying of all activity. And progressively, as one goes on with chanting Hare Krishna and engaging in service to Krishna, the spiritual qualifications become gradually manifest within such a person. And as they become more progressive in their command of the scripture, as they become, as the definitions are describing, becoming very attached to understanding the meaning of the Vedas, by studying and scrutinizing them very carefully, the Vedic scriptures, one can gradually come to the point of total transformation, even with this bodily impediment. Brahmana means one who knows Brahman, or spirit. If one is able to function on this platform of knowing what is spirit and matter, and acting on the spiritual plane, acting under the order of the Lord, in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is Vaishnava. And Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta, spent so much time and effort, as did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, to present this message, that one who is Vaishnava is automatically qualified in the highest way, as the verse that I read earlier. Even if one is not Brahmana, even Chandala, who is devoted to God, he can not only bring himself to perfection, but his entire family to perfection. So this evening, we're performing this fire sacrifice and Brahminical initiation. With Brahminical initiation comes also a mantra called Gayatri Mantra. There's the Hare Krishna mantra that everyone can chant, and those who have become sufficiently purified and their purification is recognized, then they receive another mantra, Gayatri Mantra, for further purification. So as we proceed with the fire sacrifice ceremony, following this, the mantra will be given to the disciple, and very soon he'll begin worshipping Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Now, one comment I want to make, one final comment is, how these principles, religious principles, are upheld has direct effect on everyone. The pujaris who are performing the worship of a deity should be of the highest order of purity and cleanliness and punctuality and regulation of the senses, because everyone directly benefits from that. Srila Prabhupada explained in this way once. If someone makes some sacrifice to the devotees, say so many people here, they come here on Sunday, you make some offering in the deity box. So if that offering is properly utilized, in the service of the deity, the person who offers that charity to the deity or sacrifice to the deity receives the very same benefit as the pujari, who is directly worshipping the form of the Lord. So the standard of purity of the brahmanas who are performing Dominical duties within the temple directly benefits everyone who is present here. So it is very important, not only for oneself individually, but for the benefit of all, that the Dominical quality and Dominical order be of the highest standard. So, we can begin.
So now we are going to perform Mangalacharana. I'm going to light the fire and then you're going to chant the mantras and everybody can respond.
Chanadadu
Paschata Desha Tadane Svaha 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 Maha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Samate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Namane Svaha 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 Sri Vasudevaya Devi Daitaya Upadhaya Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhade Namaha Svaha 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 Namo Vera Kishoraya Tatsat Vairagya Mutaye Viparanda Rasambode Padambujaya Te Namaha Svaha 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 Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sat Chit Ananda Namine Vera Chakti Varupaya Rupanuga Varaya Te Svaha 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 Vera Virvaya Vimes Tham Nirdeshta Saj Vena Priya Vaishnava Sarva Vena Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Svaha 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 Vancha Kaita Turubyas Cha Kripa Sindhubya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vishnabhyo Namo Namaha Svaha 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 Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Vadaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Name Vera Vishe Namaha Svaha 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 Pancha Tatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Svarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Svaha 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 He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Patin Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namo Stute Svaha 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 Vedam, Purato, Pandar, Mama, Manda, Mater, Gati, Mat, Sarvasva, Adambajau, Radha, Madam, Mohino, Swaha, 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 Vedyad, Vrindaranya, Kalpa, Brumado, Srimad, Ratnadara, Simhasana, Sao, Srimad, Ratnadara, Simhasana, Sao, Srimad, Radha, Shila, Govinda, Devao, Prasthanebe, Shogamane, Smarane, Swaha, 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 Sriman, Rasa, Rasarandu, Vansu, Vata, Vata, Vita, Karsam, Venu, Vanar, Dopur, Gopinata, Sriye, Tu, Naha, Swaha, 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 Tata, Sanjana, Dorange, Rade, Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Sute, Devi, Umami, Hari, Priye, Swaha, 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 Sri, Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Sri, Advaita, Gadadhara, Shivadadi, Dora, Bhakta, Vrinda, Swaha, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Swaha, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Swaha, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Swaha, Swaha, Swaha.
Hare Krishna, now you have to stand up and you hold your banana between your two hands. Now you repeat after me. Mana, Brahmana, Devaya, Do, Brahmana, Itayacha, Jagadetaya, Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo, Namaha, Swaha, Swaha, Swaha. Okay, so now we should begin kirtan and aarti should be performed to Sri Radha Govinda. The aarti and the, and after the aarti there will be a play. immediately after the attack. So everybody should stay.